Welcome to Set Free Lives, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
say amen. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We do appreciate the Lord and all that he is doing, and we do thank God most of all for prayer, because, beloved, we know that nothing goes without prayer, and this is a hour and a season where we must continue to seek the face of God in prayer and consecration. It's important that we stay consecrated before the Lord. Praise God. So we are going into prayer this morning, and we would ask if you have a prayer request or even a praise report that you would like to share with us. We invite you to call in. Amen. We're live. Praise the Lord. And our call-in number is 718-664-9578. We invite you to call in if you'd like to leave a prayer request, or even if you have special prayer that you would like. Praise God. While we're on the air, amen, we will join with you in prayer. Praise God. And then we do thank God for all of our callers, amen, that are on the line this morning. Amen. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. We say God bless you on this morning. We appreciate you joining us. Praise God. I would ask a special, just a general prayer for myself. Those that are listening, you just pray for me. Continue to lead God and direct. We'll be directed by the Spirit of the Lord, because we know that, you know, in this hour, it's important, again, amen, that everything we do by the unction of the Holy Ghost. We don't want to just take up time and waste time. We definitely don't have time in this hour to waste time. We need to redeem the time, because we know that the days are evil. So we do appreciate, amen, prayers of saints, righteous. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're going to prayer. Praise the Lord. And if there's back at the end, praise God. If there's callers that would like to give a prayer request, why don't I just take just a moment, because I do have a caller. Amen. And we thank God. And for Mr. Anthony's online, again, thank God for your son. Do you have a prayer request that you would like to share this morning?
Yes, to keep my dad in continued prayer.
Okay, praise God. Okay, we'll do that. Praise God. Amen. Okay, thank the Lord. Okay, we just had another caller to come on. Praise God. And thank God for the callers. Addison just joined us. Thank God for you, woman of God. Do you have a prayer request as we prepare to go before the Lord in prayer? Thank God for you this morning. Do you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us?
Yes, Pastor. My daughter has to move, and she needs to find another place for her and her children. And would you pray for that, please?
Okay. Okay. Lifting her up in prayer as we all pray. Amen. As we go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you today for this the day that you have given to us. We thank you, God, for early morning rising. Father God, we thank you, God, that we are covered by the anointing. And we come in agreement, Father God, with the heavens to declare your glory today. Father God, we release the mysteries unto us to bring heaven down to the earth, God. We thank you that the stars are babbling on our behalf ahead of time. And Lord God, our appointed times have been set by you in the heavens. So, Father, this morning we declare spermatic words that will make contact with the womb of womb in the morning or of the morning and make her pregnant. Lord God, we have passed the sunrise and the dawn, but we pray that it will give birth to the will of God today, and that light will shine on the wickedness that shake it from the heavens. God, at twilight, our enemies will flee, and newly found spoils will await us at our destination. Father God, we thank you that our destiny today is inevitable. So God, let our prayers meet you this morning. We command the morning to open its ears to us and hear our cry. Let conception take place, O God, that prayer will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. Lord God, we command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instruction on our behalf. Our lands are subdued, so we command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. Father God, as our praise resounds and the day breaks, the earth shall yield her increase unto us. We declare that the first light has come. Lord God, we thank you that the first fruit of our morning is holy and the entire day will be holy. We prophesy the will of God, O God, to the morning so that the day spring will dawn, O God, and it will know its place in our days. We decree that the first light will shake wickedness from the four corners of the earth. Lord God, the lines are falling on our behalf in pleasant places. And God, we have a secure heritage, O God. Lord, we are strategically lined up today with a ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. Lord God, the angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. So whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound, and it is loosed in heaven, O God. Lord God, revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources, O God, that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto us now. Lord God, what is being released unto us is transferring to every person that we associate ourselves with. God, we are contagiously blessed, and we thank you for the blessing of the Lord. God, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and it adds no sorrow. So God, as we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. The atmosphere of the airways over our families, our churches, community, oh God, over Hopkinsville and over Baltimore and over Pueblo and over the Colorado region and over the Kentucky region, over the Maryland region, Father God, our nation and our world, and God, every other nation and region, oh God, that's represented on the line. Oh God, we thank you for that now. Oh God, it's producing a new climate. Lord, the new climate is constructed at a godly stronghold in times of trouble. Lord God, the thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. And God, every demonic agenda, whether it's evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven, is destroyed at the root of conception in Jesus' name. So we come in agreement with the saints today. As we have suffered violence, we take it by force. Lord, no longer we accept anything that is dealt unto us in our days. Lord God, we declare that the kingdom has come and the will of God will be done in earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises today, let it shine favorably upon the people and purposes of God. Destiny is our portion daily because we have no thought for tomorrow. God, we are riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. God, you separated the night and the day to declare our days, our years, and seasons. We, oh God, are the light of the earth, and we have been separated from darkness, oh God. So, God, we thank you, God, that this light declares our destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you now for the open portals of heaven. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are raining down righteousness on your people. We thank you, oh God, that as we, God, as men and women of God, go forth in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God, that God, you will come forth, God, and Lord God, you will perform signs, wonders, and miracles, God, because we are believers and we trust your word. And so, God, we ask you to halt every demonic spirit, God, everything, oh, that would try to be a hindering force, oh, God. Oh, my God, to the people of God, we thank you, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding according to your word. God, you give us how to pray. Father God, we thank you right now. We bless you right now, Father God. Lord, we want you to have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our homes, God. Have your way on our jobs, God. Have your way. day, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father God. Oh, God and Lord, right now we come against every witchcraft spirit, every spirit that comes is contrary to the will of God. We come against every warlock spirit. We come against the Jezebel spirit, God, and we ask you to loose the hounds of heaven against Jezebel. God, we rebuke and we bind the spirits of witchcraft, lust, seduction, intimidation, idolatry, whoredom that's connected to Jezebel. We release the spirit of Jehu against Jezebel and her cohorts in Jesus' name. We command Jezebel to be thrown down and eaten by the hounds of heaven. We rebuke all spirits of false teaching, false prophecy, idolatry, and perversion connected with Jezebel. We lose tribulation against the kingdom of Jezebel. We cut off the assignment of Jezebel against the ministers of God. We cut off and break the powers of every word released by Jezebel against our lives. We cut off Jezebel's table and reject all food from it in Jesus' name. We cut off and loose, oh God, from ourselves all curses of Jezebel and spirits of Jezebel operating in our bloodlines, oh God. Lord God, we cut off the assignment of Jezebel and her daughters to corrupt the church. We rebuke and cut off the spirit of Attilus that attempts to destroy the royal seed. God, we come against the spirit of Herodias and cut off the assignment to kill the prophets in the name of the Lord. We rebuke and cut off all spirits of whoredom in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke and cut off all Jezebel and witchcraft spirits in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cut off all the harlot and mistress of witchcraft and break her power over our lives and families in the name of Jesus. We cut off the witchcraft. We cut off witchcraft out of the hands in the name of Jesus, and we overcome Jezebel, and we receive power over the nations according to your word, O God. We thank you right now, God, that you've given us, O God, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, God, when we walk up in your word and when we walk up right before you, God. Oh, my God, we declare your word today. O God, we lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our lives. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let those gathered against us be scattered. Send out your lightnings, O God, and scatter them in the name of the Lord. Lord God, we ask that you destroy and divide their tongues. Lord, we thank you that no weapon against us formed against us will prosper, and the gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against us in the name of Jesus. God, we overcome every strategy of hell against our life. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light. We receive the plans of God for our life, thoughts of peace and not evil to bring us an expected end. Oh, God, we deliver from every satanic trap and plot against our life. We release the whirlwind to scatter those that would conspire against us in Jesus' name. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides our hurt. Let the nets, oh God, that they have hid catch themselves into that very destruction and let them fall, oh God. So we bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobias in the name of Jesus. Hide us from the secret counsel of the wicked in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you, God, that you're quenching every fire of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. So we quench every fiery dart that the enemy sends our way with the shield of faith. We quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, rage that's sent against our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we quench every firebrand sent against our lives by the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebind and we rebuke all spirits of jealousy directed against us in our lives in Jesus' name. Father God, we quench every fire the enemy would throw into our sanctuary in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind and cast out every fiery serpent sent against our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. We quench every burning lamp that comes from the Leviathan's mouth. We will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Oh my God, we overcome every fiery trial sent against our life by the enemy. Oh God, the enemy will not be able to burn up our harvest. Oh God, we quench every fire of wickedness against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench all ungodly words spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus and in the lives of the people of God. Oh God, we quench every torch the enemy would use against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench all gossip directed against our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, the enemy's flame will not kindle upon your people. We thank you for your word today. We thank you that your kingdom is come and your will be done.
Oh, God, let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Lord God, let the gates of our life and city be open for the King of Glory to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old, and you are from everlasting. Oh, God, you are a great King above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble and let the earth be moved in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all the earth, O God. Lord, let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, O God, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Father God, let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Oh, God, we thank you right now that men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. So, Lord God, let your kingdom come through deliverance. We thank you for deliverance today. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. We thank you, God, that you came. Jesus came, oh, God, to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, God, to mend every heart, God, to heal everybody, God, every sick body, Father God. So, God, we even lift up, God, Minister Anthony's father right now. We pray, God, healing for his body. We pray that you make him whole, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you also give provision, God. Your word declares that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. So, God, we lift up Prophet Addison's daughter right now. We ask, God, that you open up the right door. Open up the door for her, oh God, and her children, Father God. Give her the right place, God, to stay. Father God, we thank you that you already make the way. You already opened the pathway. And we thank you for favor, God. We thank you right now according to your word, God. So, God, let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our regions with signs and wonders following according to your word, God. Father God, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us, oh God. So let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms, oh God. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom, God. Oh God, we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God. And according to your word, all these other things will be added unto us. Oh God, we thank you that you're breaking in pieces and consuming every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion in the name of Jesus. So, God, let all dominions serve and obey you according to your word. And, Father, we thank you that you're keeping us from all evil. Sanctify us, oh God, through your word. Oh God, because your word is truth, your word is life, your word is hope, your word is strength, your word is peace, your word is deliverance. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Your word is yea, and your word is amen. Help us to walk your word. Help us to live your word. Help us to abide in your word. Oh, God, because we know heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. We thank you right now. Oh, God, let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world may believe, oh, God, that we have been sent by you, oh my God. Our heart's desire and our prayer, oh God, is that, oh God, all peoples will be saved, God, because it is your will that nobody perish. So God, give us a greater hunger for your word. Give us a greater hunger for souls, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us be counted worthy of our calling, and God, that we may fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Oh God, let your word have free course in our lives. Oh my God, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints. Oh God, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe. Father God, we thank you that we're believers. And, oh God, according to your word, these signs would follow the believer. Oh God, in your name, you said we will cast out devils. Oh my God, we will heal the sick, raise the dead, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. And if any deadly thing, oh my God, comes our way, it will not hurt us, oh God, if we were to drink anything deadly, God, according to your word, God, you won't let the enemy harm us with poison. So, Father God, give us wisdom to know, God, even what to eat, what not to eat, God, what to drink, what not to drink, God. Oh God, make us ever more are sensitive to your word, God. Oh, God, sharpen our discerners today. Father, we thank you today. We bless you right now, God, that you, we ask that you strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man, God, and let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith, and let us be rooted and grounded, oh, God, in love, and let us comprehend with all saints, God, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, oh, my shape of your word. We thank you today, God, and let us know the love of Christ that passeth all understanding, that it might fill us with all the fullness of God. Lord God, we thank you today. Let our utterance be given unto you. Let utterance be given unto you, oh God, I pray that, God, we may open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Glory to God. And, Lord, let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Father, we thank you today. Oh, my God, let us prove things, oh God, that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Lord God, let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. God, that we may be made conformable unto his death. Lord God, we pray, oh God, that we be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, God, and increase in the knowledge of God. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that through your word, God, we are made whole. Hobashe. And God, I pray that we be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, God. And let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Oh God, because you're maturing your people, you're growing us up, oh God. You're taking us into perfection. Oh God, you don't want us to be tricked, scheme, fooled, or deceived by the enemy. So, oh God, I ask that you open up our spiritual eyes. Oh God, our understanding according to your word. Oh God, keep our eyes open and our ears attentive to you, that God, when you speak, we will be sensitive to know which way to go according to your word, because your word declares, oh God, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. Oh God, help us to be sensitive to you today. Help us to walk upright before you today, oh God, and let our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace always by all means, and be with us in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that we will make supplication, intercession, and giving of thanks for all men, for leaders, God, oh God, in our nation and in our churches, oh God, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So, Father, we thank you today, oh God, that you've given us how to pray. Give us how to pray for our president, oh God, every leader in official office, oh God. Give us wisdom to know when to pray. Wake us up in the middle of the night, God, when the enemy has tricks and plans and schemes, oh God, let out for the nation. God, give us to know how to pray. Give us to know how to pull down strongholds according to your word. Don't let the word slip from us, oh God, but let the word take root in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. We thank you, God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you're saving souls, that you're delivering by the power of the Holy Ghost. Set your people free, God. Oh, God, do a new thing in the body of Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for the spirit of revival that's moving throughout the land. Stir us to fast and stir us to pray. Stir us to stay up on the wall, God, and bind every Sanballat spirit, every Tobiah spirit, every spirit that will come against the anointing of God. Father God, we ask that you pull down, God. We ask, God, that you will abort the enemy's plan of sabotage his plans. Oh, my God, those spirits that will come against the prophetic anointing, that will come against the apostolic anointing. Father, you see and you know. We thank you right now. We pray, God, that every ministry that's going forth according to your word, that God, you will anoint, that you would encourage. God, there are many pastors today that are discouraged, that feel like giving up. But I'm praying right now, Holy Ghost, that you go forth and encourage your people. Encourage your men servants and maid servants, God. Help us to stay up on the wall. Oh, God, put the commanders back on the wall. Don't let us come down, Father. Oh, God, let us be like Nehemiah when he said, we're doing a good work and I will not come down. Oh, my Shinobo Sandabo Sunday, Yakinene Shandelobo Sandabo Haya, Okonorobo Shinobo Sunday, Renderobo Sekanobo Sandarobo Saya, Okonorobo Shekinenosa. Oh, God, I want you to go forth now. Go forth through these airways, God. Oh, my God, somebody needs you right now. Somebody needs you, God, to save and deliver. Somebody needs you to set them free, oh, God. Somebody, oh, God, is in trouble right now. And, God, I want you to move. Move. Go throughout these airways, oh, God. Let your anointing go forth, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you go down, God, where someone feels like they're going down, oh, God. For the last time, I want you, God, to reach your hand down and pick them up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody in their mind feel like they can't go on, God. But I'm asking you, dear Lord, to touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind every sickness and disease, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the very spirit of cancer that's, oh, my God, attacking the bodies. Oh, God, we pray for your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ as a whole, that, God, you would raise up an army that will go forth. Oh, my God, setting their faces as flint to do your will. Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you for every preacher of the gospel. We thank you for every pastor. We thank you, God, for every apostle. We thank you for every prophet. We thank you for true fivefold ministry. Set your body back in order. Oh, my God, you call the apostle to lead. You call the prophet to be the seer, to be the watchman, to be the mouthpiece for God. You call the evangelist to reach the souls. You call the pastor to shepherd and lead, to tend the sheep. Oh, my mama Shando, you call the teacher to give sound doctrine. So, oh, God, set us in order. Oh, my Shando, set your body in order. Oh, my God, we thank him that as we go forth in apostolic anointing, we go forth in the boldness of Jesus Christ. We will not deny who we are in you, but we take our rightful place today. We thank you for this prayer, God. We thank you for what you're doing. Oh, God, seal this prayer up right now. Oh, God, minister, oh, God, all day long to your people. God will never cease to give you praise, give you honor, and give you all the glory. Have your way, God. Continue to have your way. Oh, my God, we love you. We praise you right now. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say.
God has spoken. Hallelujah. church say?